Proclamation number 5716 of 5th of July, 1953. God speaks through the mouth of man. Just regard yourselves as my organs through which I want to speak to people. And you will never need to think and consider what you should say, because I use every opportunity, every willingness on your part to speak for me and my kingdom, in order to speak myself, certainly with words which seem to originate from yourselves, yet always suitable to appeal to the human heart which shall now also be touched by the strength of my word. Every opportunity you take to acquaint your fellow human beings with me and my word finds my support and my cooperation, because this is my will that people should be taught and I can only speak to them through human mouths, through you. I only require your will to cooperate, that you make it your task to direct people's thoughts spiritually, that you first create the opportunity for my direct working through you, for you first have to touch an area in your conversations into which fellow human beings shall follow you. Hence you must hold spiritual conversations and inwardly unite yourselves with me such that I am the actual speaker when you speak. And thus you should also always completely hand yourselves over to me through mental connections and redeeming will to help, and then all your thinking, wanting and doing will be guided by me, because then you will subordinate your will to mine of your own accord and you can only think, want and act correctly. And every spiritual work you do for me and my kingdom with the intention of redemption will be carried out as I recognize it to be successful and as a blessing for people. You constantly receive instructions from me, for your thoughts are now subject to my will because you have freely offered yourselves to me for service. And the more you hand yourselves over to me, the clearer the thoughts in your being will be perceived as my working. The adversity of the time demands eager cooperation from you, for I myself am always willing to approach people because their adversity takes pity on me and I want to help them. But I myself am limited by your will, that is, a direct address on my part is only possible if you offer yourselves to me of your own free will as an organ through whose mouth I can speak. And where the will enables me to do so, I am constantly ready to give. I want to bring help to countless souls. I want to touch countless hearts in order to win them for me and my kingdom. I want to make countless people acquainted with my word so that they will also get to know the giver of the word, so that love for him awakens in them and they now long for his word, so that they desire it with all their heart and now grant me entry into this. So that the power of my word may work in them and make them blessed. Your will to serve me builds a bridge to many human hearts whom I can now address, to whom I bring a sure means of grace in their spiritual hardship and show a path to ascent. And therefore I bless every work for me and my kingdom, every spiritual conversation and every helpful thought, for it demonstrates love for me and for the neighbor, which will only ever yield beneficial fruits. Amen.